Nearly a quarter of America's prosecuting attorneys work part-time in small courtrooms. Scattered across rural communities, they struggle with burgeoning caseloads and meager budgets. Missouri has more part-time prosecutors than any other state. The part-time prosecutors, paid by counties, battle a public defender system funded by the state. From member station KCUR in Kansas City, Matt Hackworth reports.
On any given weekday, criminal cases pour through the busy Jackson County Circuit Court in Kansas City, Missouri.
All rise, please. Yeah. Division 27 is now in session. The Honorable Judge Gillis presiding. Be seated, please.
A whole team of assistant prosecutors surround a table stacked with files, representing a small bit of the work of a city prosecutor. But in the rolling farm country of Davis County, not far from here, prosecuting the law is a part-time job.
It's a small county, and granted, we don't have the nasty stuff you do in the city.
Julia Roselle Philly says that while prosecuting crimes is a part-time job, growing caseloads mean she's actually working full-time.
All of the prosecutors around here carry a full caseload, get called in on weekends, you get called in the evening, you get called in the middle of the night. And if anybody expects for you to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I see no reason why you shouldn't get full-time pay.
Philly makes $43,000 a year, less than half of what the state says a full-time prosecutor should be paid, which makes it a job few people take on. Those who do become a part-time prosecutor face challenges greater than low pay. Rural county prosecutors work off of thin budgets funded by their counties, all the while battling a massive public defender system funded by the state. Public defenders here are an army of lawyers, fueled by a $31 million annual budget. Part-time prosecutor Dwight Robbins says that imbalance of resources often gives defendants an unfair advantage in the courtroom.
We go to trial and they'll have this thing researched all the way to Sunday. They'll talk to everybody's friends, neighbors, and so on, and they'll know everything, and we'll know maybe part of what we should know, simply because we don't have the time or the resources to do it. And a lot of these people are getting away, particularly in sex crimes, and to a certain extent on drug crimes, because we don't have the time to work on it.
But prosecutors are largely split on how best to level the playing field. Some, like rural prosecutor Steve Sokolov, feel the state should group counties together and establish a district attorney system.
We cannot operate what we've been doing, like we've been doing, and be successful at it. It's not happening. We're currently outmanned, and we've got to do something. And of all the proposals that I've heard, no, this is not a good one, but it's the best one.
Sokolov is standing among a handful of his peers during a break from an annual rural prosecutors meeting at Missouri's Lake of the Ozarks. As he talks, his colleagues shake their heads in disagreement. Most feel if the state established district attorneys, local control would be substantially compromised. These prosecutors want the state to mandate a full-time elected prosecutor in each county, not a district attorney system. Part-time prosecutor Chris Miller feels that local control should be paramount in solving the problems he faces.
It's not addressed by taking local control of the elected prosecutors out of each county. People will hate it. They might end up having it forced down their throat for budgetary reasons if people don't think of some alternative. But we need to think of the alternative, because no one wants justice dispensed by foreigners.
Foreigners in this case are anyone not living in the county. Some of the prosecutors feel dispensing justice is becoming more and more difficult in rural areas. In each election year, some rural counties face a situation where no one seeks the prosecutor's office. Sometimes there's not even a lawyer living in a county for Missouri's governor to appoint to the prosecutor's job. But most prosecutors feel change to the system is inevitable. They argue that the price of mismatched resources in a criminal trial may eventually be paid by compromised justice. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.